The 13th annual Juneteenth New York City Festival was a three-day celebration concluding with an eight-hour show at Brooklyn's Prospect Park. The festival featured musicians such as Inigo and Renee Neuville, local leaders giving speeches, and a fashion show. Sunday's festivities drew families and young people from around New York City. Kim Masharia is a native New Yorker. She said she came out to meet new people and enjoy the weather. She says Juneteenth in New York is a very special event.
Juneteenth to me means a time to celebrate and commemorate all the incredible contributions that Black people have made to this country, specifically for decades, for centuries, really. And it's a privilege to be able to connect with like-minded folks who are out here, you know, celebrating, and to have the freedom to do so in a place like New York City is really nice.
Kim slept outside of City Hall in the aftermath of George Floyd's death to protest against police brutality. She said the George Floyd protests were meaningful in raising awareness about racial justice, but more work needs to be done to empower the Black community. Zoe is from Charlottesville, Virginia, and works for a nonprofit in New York. Her aunt was killed in the 2015 shooting in a Charleston, South Carolina church. That shooting also targeted African Americans, which made the Buffalo shooting even more painful for her. She said the ongoing racial divide in America has been made worse by politicians.
I think that the people who maintain power in this country benefit from there being some kind of division between people of different races for a variety of reasons. And so I think as a collective, when you talk to other people, most people don't think that racism is a good thing, right? So I think when we can get power as a collective, as like a common people, I think that's when we can move past the problem. Because most people don't encourage those kinds of oppressive systems. A lot of us are victims of it. And we're just being like told this narrative from people in power that like that's the way the world has to be, and it doesn't have to be this way at all.
Zoe's family calls Juneteenth Black Freedom Day amongst themselves. She said she appreciates the great joyousness of Juneteenth. Timothy Lord came to the New York Juneteenth Festival on Sunday with his partner and newborn son. He said there is a major lack of understanding between ethnic groups in the U.S.
I think there should be more conversations so that people can understand where everyone comes from, because it's like, if not, we're just going to still look at each other with whatever the news tells us or this or that, you know. So we need to have more conversations where we can understand each other and kind of see it like we're on the same playing field in a way, you know. We never really, because of that, we don't really interact with those people as much because we're afraid that we won't be accepted or they'll do this to us or whatever, you know, so it's a lot of like hesitancies.
Timothy said he is a little concerned for his son's generation, but he added that he's also optimistic about progressivism in America. I'm Sam Canfield, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.